Manuscript 83, 1908. From Manuscript 83, 1908. Written June 25, 1908. I wish to make some statements regarding our sanitariums, which I hope will not be misunderstood. The light given me is that where a sanitarium is established, there should also be a school. This can be placed near enough to the sanitarium so that the medical teachers can meet often with the students, yet it should not be so near that there will be danger of the students disturbing the patients or patrons of the health institution, being a means of hindrance to the students. Education includes the important work of voice culture. The students are to be taught to give their reading and recitations such expression as will make their work interesting to the hearers. They are to be taught how to use the abdominal muscles in speaking, and this study will prove to be a remedy for many voice and chest difficulties, and the means of prolonging life. Let the same lessons be given to the patients. The physician should teach the patient how to breathe deeply, and this in many cases will be found to be a means of healing. Those who desire to become missionaries are to hear instruction from competent physicians, who will teach them how to care for the sick without the use of drugs. Such lessons will be of the highest value to those who go out to labor in foreign countries, and the simple remedies used will save many lives. Drugs. From MS No. 49, 1908. Lessons from the Experience of Pentecost. Page 7. In our sanitariums, we advocate the use of simple remedies. We discourage the use of drugs, for they poison the current of the blood. In these institutions, sensible instruction should be given: how to eat, how to drink, how to dress, and how to live so that the health may be preserved. Before there were any sanitariums amongst us, my husband and I began work in medical missionary lines. We would bring to our house cases that had been given up by the physicians to die. When we knew not what to do for them, we would pray to God most earnestly, and He always sent His blessing. He is the mighty healer, and He worked with us. We never had time or opportunity to take a medical course, but we had success as we moved out in the fear of God and sought Him for wisdom at every step. This gave us courage in the Lord. Thus we combined prayer and labor. We used the simple water treatments and then tried to fasten the eyes of the patient onto the great healer. We told them what he could do for them. If we can inspire the patients with hope, this is greatly to their advantage. We want all that have any part to act in our sanitariums to have a firm grasp on the power of the infinite. We believe in him and in the power of his word. When we do our best for the recovery of the sick, we may then look for him to be with us, that we may see of his salvation. We put too little confidence in the power of the hand that rules the world.